This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions, and we got lots of stuff to share with you. According to a series of articles, you've seen them, you've seen the headlines, enjoy your favorite carb guilt-free, pasta is good for you. According to headlines, eating pasta does not cause obesity, Italian study finds, and we're going to do a deep dive on the truth behind those studies in just a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we got a question from Darla in Iowa. How you doing, Darla?
Good. I was diagnosed with autoimmune hepatitis, and I was wondering what supplements I should maybe absolutely not take and those that I should take.
Okay. Well, that's a whole consult here, but I can really point you in the right direction. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, so, well, first of all, give us some background on this. What happened to you? You know, you went for some routine blood tests, and they said some things weren't right, and they did some additional tests.
No, it'll be a year on Memorial Day weekend that I started not feeling well, and I blamed it on eating out. But then my urine
changed. That's a safe bet. That's a safe bet.
Well, then my urine changed colors.
Yeah.
And so then I immediately checked it out. And this started this whole process, which took several months. Then I've been dealing with an endocrinologist, mm-hmm. and he's the one that came up with this diagnosis.
Okay. How do they propose to treat it?
Well, he had me on a drug. He says it's the only one that really treats this. It's MERCAPTOPURINE.
Mm-hmm. Or captopurine. Right. That's an immunosuppressive medication, yeah.
Well, I took it for a little over a month, 150 mm-hmm. milligrams a day, and I had side effects, and I quit taking it.
Yeah.
Because I felt worse than I did to begin with.
Well, there you go. And that's not an uncommon side effect of that medication when used for autoimmune hepatitis. Okay, so let me tell you that this is actually something that's eminently treatable through natural medicine, and I've had a fair number of patients come through my portals for treatment of that. And so first, let me point you in the direction of a book and a website that provides resources on this specific condition. It's not that common a condition, but it's not a, you know, truly rare disease. You know, it's just not up there with hypertension, diabetes, you know, and breast cancer. But there's a book entitled Curing Courtney. Courtney spelled like court, N-E-Y. And the reason I know about it is that it was written by a former patient of mine whose daughter developed autoimmune hepatitis and, like you, did not respond to the medications at all. She was 12 years old. And initially when she got it, she was 7. But after 5 years of treatment by some of the best pediatric hepatologists in New York City, the doctors told Courtney's mom the meds aren't working. And so she was fearful that her daughter would experience liver failure and the need for a transplant. And she was frustrated and angry. And so she sought answers through natural therapies. And indeed, her daughter is now perfectly healthy. And the autoimmune hepatitis is, you know, in a rearview mirror. So among the things that need to be done First of all, the website is curingcourtney.com, and there's a book entitled Curing Courtney, which should provide you with some inspiration and direction. But also, among the things to do, first of all, you really need to be on a very clean diet. And by that I mean, possibly something along the lines of a paleo diet. It's a diet where you're not having a lot of chemicals in your food. You're having a lot of dietary fiber. And the trick is to eat light and not overburden your liver with the need for detoxification. Liver is the body's major detoxification organ, and you don't want to overburden it. And you want to reduce your intake of common medications. You probably already know that, but, clearly things like Tylenol for pain, devastating the liver. But specifically the supplements that seem to work for this, alpha-lipoic acid at fairly high doses, that's sometimes abbreviated ALA. Also, we like to prescribe something called low-dose naltrexone. That has to be given by prescription. It's not available over-the-counter. But other liver-protective nutrients like milk thistle can be helpful. Phosphatidylcholine is very healing for the liver. I might also include some antioxidant nutrients like vitamin E and C, but not going too high on certain nutrients. You have to be careful because high doses of vitamin A or vitamin D or niacin can be toxic or dangerous for the liver. So, there's some things to emphasize and some things to de-emphasize. We'd also like you to take some NAC or N-acetylcysteine, which builds glutathione. That's very healing for the liver. And over time, you should see some improvement and resolution in your symptoms. But a great resource is that book because it's all about your problem. And, I think it's right in your wheelhouse in terms of providing you with some natural approaches. And what I'd like you to do, Darla, is explore this avenue and give us a call in about 6 months. It's going to take a while to achieve improvement with this because it's not like a magic pill that's going to make your, like a panacea that's going to make your problem go away overnight. It takes a little while. But I think over time you're going to see some improvements. Your numbers are going to come down. You're going to feel better. And a year or two or three, this problem may be behind you. So give it a shot. All right?
Thank you.
All right. I'm Dr. Otto Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. And you've seen the news stories. There were quite a flurry of them. Headlines like eating pasta does not cause obesity, Italian study finds. That was in Time magazine. There were a lot of Facebook likes on that, over 72,000. Pasta doesn't make you gain weight, says best study ever. And what's it all about? Well, BuzzFeed did a little bit of a journalistic investigation on this subject. An article by Stephanie Lee came out this week. Headline, Pasta is good for you, say scientists, funded by Big Pasta. They say that facing pressure from the low-carb movement, Barilla and other companies are funding and promoting research that argues that pasta is healthy. But is there possibly a problem with the research? Barilla touted the results of the study, saying, enjoy your favorite carb, guilt-free. But they didn't mention that it had partly funded the survey of Italians that was the basis for the research. They say, quote, the study also showed that a pasta-focused diet may lead to a trimmer waistline and a slimmer belly. That sounds good to us, they cheerily report. But according to the BuzzFeed article, that research had serious flaws. A statistics professor at Gallaudet University, am I pronouncing it correctly, in Washington, D.C., pointed out that its first statistical analysis did find a link between being obese and eating more pasta, but then scientists tweaked the data and turned things around, and the association disappeared. There are ways to, even you take basic data and you apply statistical analysis to it, and you can kind of torture the data and come up with any conclusion you like. At least 10 peer-reviewed studies about pasta published since 2008 were either funded directly by Barilla or like the one published this month, were carried out by scientists who have had financial ties to the company. And Barilla publicized some of these studies, plus others favorable to its product, on its website with taglines like "Eat smart, be smart with pasta," and "More evidence pasta is good for you." And it turns out this is not really science. It's a public relations campaign. The company hired a large public relations firm to push the latest study's findings to journalists. And journalists just lap it up because they're lazy. And they're always behind in terms of their deadlines. They don't know what to write. And a prepackaged story in a press release is great to just insert into a paper or a blog or put on a website. They hand it to you on a silver platter. According to Mary Nestle, it's spelled like Nestle, but she's not related to the chocolate company, she takes pains to emphasize. She's a professor emeritus of nutrition. She says the purpose of these studies is not to do basic science about the benefits of the Mediterranean diet. Those are very well established. The purpose of these studies is to sell more pasta. And she actually visited the Italian headquarters of Barilla in Italy. And she says, quote, "They were really, really concerned about the low-carb movement, that it was going to kill them, and that if they didn't do something to make their products appear more nutritional and healthier, they were going to be in trouble." So the public is recognizing that carbs are not what they're cracked up to be. There's a big pushback against the low-fat, high-carb diet. Starchy foods that were once recommended as low-fat alternatives, and the folks that make pasta are taking it on the chin, and they're pushing back with sponsored scientific research that attempts to exonerate pasta. But it turns out that, indeed, pasta can make you gain weight. In fact, in the study where they attempt to demonstrate that pasta doesn't make you gain weight, the folks ate an average of 3.3 servings per week. The serving size was about half a cup. And who eats that? And the weight loss that did emerge was tiny. It was about 1.4 pounds over 1 year. So does it, you know, does pasta make you shrink your waistline? That's not really a true statement. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number 877-726-8255. We'll be right back. More of Intelligent Medicine.
As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional grade, and effective. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary so I can send my patients, as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners, the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free FullScript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. FullScript stocks the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders, so it's totally effortless for your patients to stay on track with their supplement protocols. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and they offer world-class support. Improve patient outcomes, rest easier knowing your patients are getting exactly what you prescribed them. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. There's more than one way to get through to us with your question. You can call us today, now, at 877-726-8255 during the program. Or you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. That puts you in the queue for getting your question answered on our weekday podcast, Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions. That radioprogram@AOL.com. And another way you can get questions to us is when you go to our website at drhoffman.com on your PC or Mac. You can click on the right side of the homepage. There's a little box there that prompts you to record a question, as did Denise. So let's hear from Denise.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is a question from my husband, who is almost 59 years old. He had a PSA test in August of 17, and it was 0.8 with 38% free. He had blood work in December that showed his PSA was 3.1, and it was 21% free. He had an MRI in March and showed benign nodules. He also had his PSA checked again in March, and his PSA was 0.9 and 40% free. What do you think about this? He's not really thinking about a biopsy. Do you think maybe he should do nothing and just watch his PSA? Is there a chance that this blood work was mixed up? That's why it jumped up. What do you think? Thanks.
Okay. Well, you know, this kind of illustrates the perils and pitfalls of doing a PSA because, first of all, PSA of 17 is a big concern because there's a high likelihood that a PSA of 17 is associated with cancer. But it's also associated with something quite benign, where there's no cancer whatsoever. And that's a fairly common condition of prostatitis. And if men have a minor infection or an inflammation of the prostate, they're going to generate a high PSA. The cutoff for normal PSA is about 4. I mean, depends on, you know, the age and status of the patient and the judgment call of the urologist who's doing the testing. But then, whenever you see a high PSA, I mean, they did the right thing. They didn't immediately go in there and say, oh, you know, I have cancer. They said, okay, well, let's repeat the PSA, and let's use a more sensitive test, which is called the free PSA. And the free PSA helps you discern whether the high PSA is due to cancer or less likely due to cancer. And the numbers that you gave me suggest that it's less likely due to cancer. With each succeeding test, the free PSA and the total PSA went down. And that's not what you'd expect in cancer. Is in cancer, you don't see the PSA going down. You see the PSA either staying the same or more likely going up, 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 up. And so, the suggestion here is that this is prostatitis that's resolved. The nodules have to do with chronic infection or chronic inflammation. That's what results in the irregularities on the MRI. And I would say this is just something for watchful waiting. And it's really very little concern that there's prostate cancer when the PSA is 0.9, as I think he told me it eventually was. So, keep an eye on it. And I think that your husband will be fine. Thanks very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. And when we return, we're going to talk about how it improves memory and mood. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And coming up, we're going to talk about curcumin and the brain, and also vitamin D and diabetes. But before we do that, let's talk about a natural therapy for high blood pressure that I really like. You know, there's a very high likelihood if you're over 50 that you're a candidate for blood pressure medication. And medication is no free ride. Virtually all blood pressure medications have side effects. So we're always looking for natural ways to control blood pressure through diet, through exercise, through certain supplements. But here's another one that I'm very partial to. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. And it's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. It's documented through studies that the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. That's according to 22 clinical studies. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. If you want to find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. And we set this up for listeners to Intelligent Medicine. The company is now offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. The Zona Plus. Find it at orderzona.com. Okay, let's hear from Tony in Wisconsin. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Okay, my question is, I was out here wrestling with that last snowstorm and experienced some chest pain and went up into my jaw and a little down the left arm, so kind of
right.
Went inside.
Pretty typical for a heart pain right there.
Right, and so it continued into the jaw, and so I kind of thought maybe I had a sinus infection because that continued for a couple of days. So I went to the doctor on Tuesday, this last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And
this tells you what the weather's like in Wisconsin because you're like shoveling snow. It's like towards the end of April.
Pure slush, right?
Yeah.
And so it was heavy. And so, but because I had mentioned the chest thing, he did an EKG in the office.
Yeah.
And he said I had one done in 2011. I actually take a low dose Topril XL for an irregular heartbeat. I've been doing that for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, so he said there was a change from my test in 2011, and I said, well, what's the deal? And he said it showed that my heart was not getting enough oxygen. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of explained a couple of things because, you know, now taking my dog for a walk and stuff like that, I feel a little winded.
Yeah.
I'm in, you know, pretty good shape. I'm 55.
Mm-hmm.
And I did put on some weight over the winter, and probably the last few years of an enormous amount of stress. I would say that probably the last 3 years, financial, my wife has mm-hmm. cancer.
Yeah.
And
those things really take a toll on your health. I mean, there's no question that
right.
factors
and so we've
like
had
that.
About, we've had about 10 years of enormous stress in our household, and so I know that takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
I did have my total cholesterol is below 140.
Wow, it's quite low.
Mm-hmm. And I had a calcium plaque test in 2011 that was zero.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a very good sign because for our listening audience, when you have a calcium plaque test that's zero, that's a virtual insurance policy against cardiovascular mishaps for about 10 or 15 years. So, you know, the first part of your story, if I can chime in here, Tony, it's very persuasive for some kind of heart problem, you know, angina. You know, it's classic symptoms, pain radiating the jaw, pain radiating down the left arm, you know, the context of stress, gaining a little weight, et cetera, and you're shoveling snow. It's classic. But then it's a little confusing because you tell me your cholesterol's ultra low. Not that you can't have heart problems with a low cholesterol. I mean, that's one of the reasons why people with statins very often can still get heart attacks. I mean, it's not bulletproof if your cholesterol is low. And but the real clincher is when you say you have a very low, I mean, you had a zero plaque score, which it doesn't get any better than that. So what do they want to do, Tony?
Well, okay, so they, I had called them back on Thursday because I didn't hear anything, and so they had said, well, you, they okayed a stress test, call up and schedule one. So I called up.
Good, yeah.
And I have one coming up for next week, Thursday, and it's a stress echo test.
Okay, good.
And when I say I put on a little weight, my total weight right now is 174.
Okay. That's, I mean, depends on your height, but, you know, maybe that's...
I used to be 6'1", I'm 5'11 now, so...
Hey, that ain't too shabby. I mean, it's not horrendous. It just depends on your fat distribution. So your question is, in relationship to that stress test?
My question is, and then I had seen the dentist the next day because, again, the tooth pain, right? I thought...
Yeah.
All right, so... And he asked me if I was feeling okay, and I said, why would you ask? And he goes, because your lips are blue.
Oh, okay.
And so he goes, yeah. He goes, so there's something going on. So then I just kind of thought, well, all right, let's run with this. My question to you, doctor, is I'm not a big fan of taking pills, and I eat organically, and that's, I mean, I do physical therapy every single day.
Well, it sounds like you're getting to a question, and the question has to do with how could this befall me if I'm doing all these things right, and, you know...
No. I understand that stress can take its toll on a person, and is still a huge killer in the U.S. My question to you is, before they want to throw a bunch of prescription medications at me if they should find something, what... if anything, if my heart is not getting enough oxygen, how can I naturally increase the oxygen in my blood level?
Okay, so the question's predicated on an if, and the if has to do with your forthcoming test. And your forthcoming test will really be the clincher because, you know, it could be that all this is about, you know, a misapprehension because you strained your shoulder and you experience some stress, chest pressure from anxiety, and your coronary arteries are completely clear, and this is just an exercise in hypothetical that, you know, some people are saying that there's a, you know, change in your EKG, and, you know, that's a little bit vague. The real definitive test is the stress test. So we have to get that test performed. And that'll give us an idea of whether you actually have some compromise in your circulation. And if indeed you're not getting enough oxygen, to your heart. Okay. Cause the stress test will show it up. And the other good thing about that stress test is the stress echo. And it'll show if you have some kind of valvular problem. And valvular problems can also cause you to have blue lips, and improper, flow of blood from the lungs to the heart. So that's a pretty definitive test. I mean, the other definitive test, it's a little more invasive, is to get an angiogram. But, you know, it almost doesn't pay to get an angiogram when so recently you had zero plaque. You know, I guess that's a possibility if the stress test is equivocal. But, you know, let's suppose that the test is positive, which I kind of doubt. You know, I think the odds are actually in your favor. But if indeed you have a positive stress test, and indeed all of a sudden it's been shown you have a compromise of circulation in your heart, then you need to embark on a, you know, whole program, diet, exercise, stress reduction, the right kind of supplements, perhaps chelation therapy to open up blocked arteries. But I'm just not ready to go there on a hypothetical. It's sort of like, you know, what if, I should get cancer tomorrow? Well, you know, the likelihood is that you won't get cancer tomorrow. So why do that drill? Well, you know, what if, I'm going to develop Alzheimer's disease? Well, you know, there's some possibility, but why go there if that's not diagnosed. Okay, so my suggestion to you, and you can use this program as a resource, get the test, and then in a week or so when the results are in, call us on a Saturday and run that scenario by us. And it'd be, I think it would be very instructive to the audience to hear, you know, how this case progresses and what we can discern from the stress test, and if indeed you have something wrong with you, or whether all this is kind of a false alarm. It may be. It may well be. In which case, you know, you just keep on doing the right things that you're doing. And that may be enough. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Interesting calls. And this item, curcumin improves memory and mood, according to a new study. It's done at UCLA, where they're doing a lot of research on this potent extract of turmeric. Turmeric has been found to have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. And also in India, where curcumin is a dietary staple, they have a lower prevalence of Alzheimer's disease and better cognitive performance in old age. So they did a double-blind placebo-controlled study involving 40 adults between the ages of 50 and 90 who had mild memory complaints. And what they found was that they checked them at the beginning and at 6 months and then again at 18 months. And what they found is that people who took curcumin experienced significant improvements in their memory and attention abilities, while the subject who received placebo did not. In memory tests, the people taking curcumin improved by 28% over the 18 months. Those taking curcumin also had mild improvements in mood. And more importantly, you know, this, you know, maybe placebo effect. Is there something real going on here? No, they did brain PET scans that showed significantly less amyloid and tau signals in the amygdala and hypothalamus than those who took placebos. There's actually a type of scan. Here it's expensive. It's not covered by insurance. But if you want to know definitively if you're on the way to developing Alzheimer's disease, you can have a brain PET scan for amyloid. And what they found is that even with just, you know, taking a little bit of curcumin daily, 90 milligrams of curcumin twice daily for 18 months, that's not a lot. There was significantly less amyloid in the parts of the brain associated with memory and mood than in those who took placebos. This is very, very cool research that they're doing at UCLA. And it's, you know, suggests, you know, what a inexpensive, safe intervention for those trying to A, prevent memory loss, and B, enhance mood. I take curcumin every day, and I hope that all of you do. It's a wonderful supplement, and it's one of the most valid in our nutritional armamentarium. New research continues to confirm the benefits of curcumin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And you can call us 877-726-8255 in the time remaining. But before we take your calls, it's fortuitous that diabetes starts with a D because starts us thinking about the potential role for vitamin D in diabetes. And indeed, a study conducted by researchers at the University of California, San Diego, suggests that persons deficient in vitamin D may be at much greater risk of developing diabetes. And that makes sense because vitamin D has a role in metabolism, and deficiencies of vitamin D can worsen insulin resistance, which is the basis for type 2 diabetes, as well as type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune disease. And moms who take vitamin D in pregnancy and babies who are supplemented with vitamin D may have a lower instance of childhood onset type 1 diabetes. So the researchers looked at vitamin D levels. They found that participants with blood levels of vitamin D that were above 30, and we don't even call that the level of deficiency. The level of deficiency is set at 20. They had one-third of the risk of diabetes. Those with levels above 50 had one-fifth of the risk of developing diabetes. So persons with vitamin D levels below 30 were up to five times at greater risk for developing developing diabetes. So clearly there is a relationship between vitamin D and diabetes. And according to the researcher behind this, Dr. Garland, to attain levels of 30, individuals would require dietary supplements of 3,000 to 5,000 international units per day, perhaps less with the addition of moderate daily sun exposure with minimal clothing. So unfortunately, the current recommended average daily amount of vitamin D is 400 for children up to 1 year, 600 for ages 1 to 70, 800 for persons over 70, and that's a sad state of affairs when it may take 3 to 5,000 international units to get people above that threshold where they have one-fifth the risk of developing diabetes. So another related problem when it comes to diabetes, and we discussed this with Dr. Joe Bizzorno in a recent podcast about his book, The Toxin Solution. Disparities in exposure to toxins may drive higher diabetes rates in minorities. Now, we know that several things are happening with minorities. One is that, unfortunately, they eat worse than more affluent individuals. Not all minorities are not affluent, but there's a tendency for poverty to concentrate among minorities. But also, minorities tend to have darker skin, and hence African Americans and Hispanics have lower levels of vitamin D on average than Caucasians, because light skin permits sunlight to trigger vitamin D production. Dark skin is something that prevents vitamin D from being formed in the skin. And besides, if you have dark skin anyway to begin with, you know, why are you going to bother to sit out and get a suntan? You know, you're okay with your skin color. So they say in this article, though, that Black, Latino, and low-income populations historically have carried the heaviest burden of diabetes, and that may be because their environments are less healthy. They live closer to areas, especially in urban regions, that are close to manufacturing plants, less desirable real estate, or near major sources of air pollution like highways or agricultural fields. And these toxins interrupt the pathways that help with blood sugar control. They identified 36 studies that look at five types of endocrine disrupting chemicals. They're sometimes referred to as obesogens. They can actually make you fat. Polychlorinated biphenyls, organochloride pesticides, chemicals in air pollution related to traffic, bisphenol A, that's otherwise known as BPA, and phthalates. And they found that many of these chemicals were linked to diabetes. So, you know, it's not just lack of exercise and overeating, vitamin D levels, sunlight exposure, and exposure to environmental toxins may have a lot to do with the sky-high diabetes rates in poor individuals, especially minorities in this country. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. Your questions were great today. We invite you to send questions to radioprogram@AOL.com, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, check out some great podcasts at drhoffman.com, and get your supplements via FullScript. Click on shop at drhoffman.com, and that'll lead you directly to FullScript, where you can shop for literally thousands of supplements, many of which we mentioned in this program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.